tell me about your nun.
Well, we do hold services, and also just, you know, not in every church, just one. And we bless water, like I've done.
Do you go out to the river or the lake, or do you do it here?
We've never gone, but they're always...
The Cultural Heritage Village?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, we bless here, and it's also, we start with a full blessing. The big blessing is in one church, and then in the other, they bless in every church. It's just a lesser blessing, so you would say.
Yeah, so not a full service. What do you do with the water?
Well, you take it home, you drink it there, and then the priest goes around the church and he blesses the house, the church on all four sides, and reads the gospel on each side, and then we take that water home and we drink it before supper. But it's not no more like it used to be, because we used to have the water, you know, this is not Yerdan, but you're supposed to be blessing it on the eve of Yerdan. And we don't anymore. It's done already, not Yerdan. So you have your, you eat something before supper, you know. Mm-hmm. If you blessed it, then you'd have it early morning, not Yerdan, your water, when you should be having it.
To drink.
Yeah, and then you drink your water when you're not feeling well, and that's blessed water.
Do you sprinkle it around the house?
No, we don't. The priest comes to bless the houses from Yerdan on till Pentecost.
Okay, do you sprinkle
it? No, not until Pentecost, till...
Ascension.
Yeah, Ascension, what am I saying?
Sorry. Do you sprinkle it on the animals?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that, because, you know, well, now while we keep these chickens, you know, when I see this, I don't sprinkle. I did sprinkle them, but I also did a little bit in the water so they drink it.
Yeah.
You know, there was one time, I think they were going cannibalism, like eating each other, and I'm like, what the heck, I'm going to sprinkle them with water, so hatch into the yeast.
Mm-hmm. Do you do stuff like wash the face of a colicky baby with blessed water?
We don't do it now, but I know we do. You know, our parents used to do it.
And there was something I missed. Yeah, so after Yerdan, so you keep the water.
Yeah.
And after a year, what do you do with it?
That water stays forever. I poured it back into the well.
Okay, to bless the well water.
Yeah, but that water stays forever. It doesn't go stale. And I like to take
this one.
Yeah, and I like to take distilled water for blessing, and I put it in a jar, and then I just add on a little bit of the blessed water to that, so it's all blessed.
Yeah. So you notice what another?
I notice that when you bless the water, you have it in a little jar or whatever it is, and it stays. I put it in the fridge, and it stays forever.
Can you think other water wouldn't stay?
Pardon me?
Other water would not, blessed water would.
It gets a smell. If you have just water in a jar.
It for a year.
Yeah, this stays clear. It's separate of wax on it, and yeah.
Yeah.